As the nation moves into yet another year in Iraq, Delmarvins have been reflecting on the invasion and occupation that has lasted longer than many thought it would. Public Radio Delmarva's Annie Driscoll has the first of two reports this morning.
March 20th marked the third anniversary of the U.S. invading Iraq. 2,300 U.S. troops are dead and tens of thousands of Iraqis have been killed. Debate rages over whether or not the Iraq war can be won. One Delmarva resident who supports the war effort commented.
We can't pull out now. We have to support our troops. And if we pulled out now, it would just be a disaster for the whole region. We need to stick with it and just see it through, get this government in place.
More than 10,000 people have died from attacks in 2005. This number is higher than that of the year 2004, which was 8,000. And with this many people already dead, some wonder if the effort to bring democracy to Iraq is worth the loss of life.
The insurgency just has never ended. The president has never clearly come out with a game plan on how he wants to end the war or if there's going to be an end. He keeps talking about bringing democracy to the region, and those are very great broad concepts, you know, to teach your children, but it's not a way to run a foreign policy.
Another hindrance to the advancement of democracy in Iraq is the growing threat of civil war. But the Bush administration believes that the country is not yet engaged in one.
I feel as though our president has not accurately or adequately explained to the citizens of this country our exact reasons for being there. And while I support the military personnel 100%, and I believe our thanks and gratitude is most certainly due to them, I think we are wasting their time and we're wasting their lives.
The president's approval rating is at an all-time low, with Democrats saying that his administration has not had an adequate plan for Iraq. A Delmarva resident expressed her disapproval of the administration.
Basically, I feel that we really had no business going there in the first place. I think the problem is, though, we are there now, and now what are we going to do? Because we have no plan to get out of there.
Currently, the United States has 132,000 troops in Iraq, and pulling some of them out will depend on how well Iraqis take over security operations. For Public Radio Delmarva, this is Annie Driscoll.
This story was produced in conjunction with Salisbury University and co-produced by Adam Tall.